The teacher would give us homework to answer the questions at the end of the chapter. Well, rather than read the whole chapter, I would just read the questions at the end of the chapter and then skim through that chapter and answer those questions. That worked pretty well for me until one day the teacher gave a pop quiz on the whole chapter, and guess what? That's right, I failed. I learned real quick that the shortest route isn't necessarily the best route.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you join us on Truth and Fact, and we are in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 26. We're dealing with the fact that taking the shorter route isn't necessarily the best route. In fact, God's timing is very important to us, isn't it? As a Christian, we want the will of God, and we want it to be the timing of the Lord. You know, David and Abishai had the opportunity to take Saul out of the picture altogether. I mean, Saul was chasing David, wanting to kill him, but you know, David didn't do that. He waited on God and his time. You know, when I was in high school, the teacher would give us homework, and she would tell us to read the chapter and answer the questions at the end of the chapter. Well, I wasn't too interested in reading the whole chapter, so this is what I would do. First, I would read the questions, and then I would skim through the chapter and find the answers. And I could accomplish my work in faster and easier and in less time. My plan was working great until one day I came into the class and the teacher gave, that's right, a pop quiz on the whole chapter. Guess what? I failed the quiz. You see, I learned real quick that the shortest route isn't necessarily the best route. You see, God had given Abraham and Sarah a promise, and they would have many descendants. But after 10 years had passed, they decided to help God out. They took matters into their own hands and ended up with an Ishmael. Ishmael is a type of the flesh. And it would be a total of 25 years of waiting on God before Isaac would be born to them. Isaac, the son of promise, was a miracle child. There was no doubt that God's hand was in this. God's word came to pass, but it had to be in God's way and in God's timing. You see, the problem with much of the church today is that we're not willing to wait on God anymore. We want to take shortcuts, throw it into the microwave, and boom, we have popcorn in 2 minutes. You see, rather than wait on God and pray and seek His face, the church just comes up with cheap substitutes for the Holy Spirit. We just say, pray this prayer. There, now you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And many believe they have the baptism of the Holy Ghost without the initial physical evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Therefore, many are deceived into thinking they have something they really don't have. There were 120 that were willing to wait, tarry, and call on the name of the Lord until the promise of the Father came, and it did come. The blessing came. You see, when we push the hand of God, or when we get ahead of God, it only robs us of the blessing of God. We miss out. We're only hurting ourselves. Listen, at times, you might face similar temptations as David. You might have a friend that will give you advice to hasten God's will rather than to wait on Him. For David, it was Abishai giving the advice or suggesting to take Saul out. And I'm sure that he meant well, but that doesn't mean it's God. You may be tempted to take control of your situation, assuming the end will justify the means. But these are the times when you must trust God's perfect timing. God may plan for you to attain a certain position or take a new direction, but the timing of God might not be right. Listen, watch over your heart. Don't allow others to persuade you to compromise your integrity as you follow God's will for your life. Taking the shorter route isn't necessarily the best route. Learn to wait upon the Lord and let Him lead you, for the steps of a good man or a righteous man are ordered or directed by the Lord. You know, God vindicated David because David did things in God's way and God's timing. Let's not get ahead of God nor push the hand of God, but let's trust Him by faith, and God will vindicate you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.